this module, we're going to talk about reliability testing. Now, it's obviously one of my favorite parts because it's really at the core of what we do as reliability engineers, is we deal with failures. We evaluate what will fail and when it will fail. And through product testing or system testing or subsystem testing or materials or components or whatever, this is the place where we can make things break. Now, the testing is all kinds of, well, I shouldn't say all kinds, but there are many kinds of ways to go about doing reliability testing. We have demonstration testing to accelerated degradation testing and a whole slew of other terms in between. The idea, though, is that the end of the test is that we have some information about either what will fail or when it will fail. Sometimes we do testing really just as an evaluation. Is this component going to work? Is this vendor's product more reliable than another product, another vendor's solution? Is this design robust enough? Is the all kinds of different ways of us getting an answer to the question, is it good enough yet? And we do that to help us make informed decisions oftentimes. We also use it for verification and validation. Now, I always have to double check this, but I believe verification is that the specifications that we have, that we design to, are something that we've actually met. Validation is the customer agrees. Now, I may have that reversed, so don't take that as gospel. But we do a lot of reliability testing before we release it to customers, and then we may do beta testing or the early customers receive units that will then actually reevaluate our products to see if they meet their requirements. Those are also forms of, or can be also forms of reliability testing. Now, as I've started each of these modules, I've also given you my email and phone number and encourage you to either get in touch with me directly or get on the creprep.wordpress.com site, and you can maybe find some answers there with some of the many tutorials, or ask a question there on the comments, or use the form that's associated with the course and post a question there. And either I or maybe one of the other students will see it and be able to provide a good answer for you. Of course, I'll be asking questions in the form of sample exam questions and these periodic orange screens. But also, if you've got questions, feel free to chime in and let me know. Next, we'll talk about really the starting spot for getting going on testing is the planning for it.